B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Eight people were ordered by local authorities to dig graves for those who have died of COVID-19 as punishment for not wearing face masks in public. The district head, Siono, said that he punished residents who did not wear face masks by making them dig graves at a public cemetery. Said there are only three available grave diggers at the moment, so I thought it might be, I might as well put these people to work with them. Adding that local authorities made sure that the health protocol violators did not participate in the burials. To assist the grave diggers, Siono had assigned two people to each grave. One is tasked with digging the grave while the other lays wooden boards inside the hole to support the corpse. He said, hopefully, this can create a deterrent effect against violations. So that is what they are doing in East Java. Officers from Japan arrested a man for underwear theft. Now, while underwear theft is sadly not uncommon in Japan, what made this case unusual is the fact that the underwear stolen was actually a man's thong or a G-string.
So are they taking it off the individual at gunpoint,
or are they taking
it out of like a laundry basket?
Kind of like that.
All right.
According to police, the theft occurred when the suspect took the G-string, or T-back as they're known in Japan, from the balcony of a ground floor apartment where it was hanging out to dry. The owner of the T-back was a 38-year-old man who lived on the ground floor of a two-story apartment block with his wife and two children. Police say the eldest daughter noticed a suspicious figure standing on the balcony. And when her mother called out to the man, he ran off at full speed. Her father, who owned the T-back, was not home at the time. The culprit was later identified from security camera footage, leading police to arrest a 19-year-old apprentice painter who admitted to stealing the underwear. When police asked the thief why he had stolen the man's G-string, he became confused and said, "No way, that was for a man." It appears the thief thought
He
had run away with a pair of women's undies and hadn't realized he'd actually
got to be my regular Saturday nighting. Oh yeah.
Stole the man's G-string.
Oh yeah. I bet that this woman is a beautiful.
Police say several items of women's underwear were found in the 19-year-old's home, prompting them to investigate
You're going to be my regular Saturday nighting.
Possible involvement in other cases of underwear theft in the area.
Have you ever worn a thong like that? Like a
as a joke, yes. And
they are uncomfortable.
The underwear I'm wearing today is slightly crawling up my ass. And I can't stand
it. Kind of like a thong.
I can't stand
it's
it.
Horrible.
It drives
it's
me
horrible.
Crazy. So, no. I can't ever imagine.
God bless women who do it, and it looks phenomenal.
But I'm sure you
Jesus.
Do, Kathy.
Yeah.
Women,
I don't wear anything but them.
Okay.
I don't
wear
have any full booty undies.
Okay. So you wear like G-strings or...
I mean, I'm not wearing like the tiny little thing with like chains
oh,
and...
Oh, yeah.
Rhinestones on it.
Regular, is it in that thing?
So is it uncomfortable or did you get used to it?
I mean, I guess you get used to it.
Yeah.
It's what I wear. I think they're, it can be uncomfortable. And like for me to think of like the little teeny strip, like G-string, like that I think would be uncomfortable for me.
Okay.
I just, and when you,
okay, so you're more thong than G-string.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't.
With me, I think of guys think it's when you,
wedgie,
it's gonna stink.
Oh no, that's not what I'm. Oh. I just don't like the feeling.
I don't sniff my underwear afterwards.
I know
that's our job.
This is gonna be my regular Saturday. Oh yeah.
I think we should all pick a morning where we do it. Like,
okay,
the guys wear thongs.
Where we all wear G-strings or thongs
for a day.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I've worn it before.
Okay. All right. What'd you say?
You're not go ahead.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah.
This is a test.
We could see who would last the longest.
All right.
Through the show, Casey would probably be out.
Well, I mean, is there a prize?
Yeah.
Pizza.
I thought of something,
dude. I'm in.
Okay.
You got him.
Wait, where's the pizza from?
Stop it. Okay.
Not from that kosher place.
Pinocchio's.
All right. There you go.
Not that kosher place.
All right. Let's move on.
I'm going to buy underwear while you do this next story.
All right.
All right, thank you.
A man in Nebraska.
I'm a large.
Okay.
Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say a 21-year-old man went into a Walgreens early Monday morning and bought cigarettes. He also showed his driver's license to the clerk to prove his age. And then he jumped over the counter and grabbed money out of the cash register before running out of the store. The Walgreens worker gave police a copy of the man's driver's license as it was sitting there after he left.
He didn't think that through, did he?
No.
The man gave me my information. Here's my Social Security.
Ha ha! He turned himself in by that night. Toddlers get into all sorts of strange trouble. A Florida family recently filmed the process of removing a toilet seat from around their two-year-old's neck. It was like a kid's training toilet seat.
Yeah.
The boy's mother, Abby Paul, said that she only took her eyes off of her son, Ruben, for a few seconds when he managed to get the training toilet stuck around his neck. Yeah, we're looking at a picture. I'm the poor kid. After struggling to remove the seat, Ruben's dad grabbed a saw and carefully cut the seat off of his son in a safe manner.
Poor little guy.
I love that when
it looks like a robot.
I love when adults try to get in kids' toys, you know, cars and things, and get stuck or swings, and then they have to get cut out by the fire department.
Who was the? There was the story of the woman who she was like a college age woman got up into the seat of a Target shopping cart.
Oh yeah,
couldn't get out.
Yep, it happens. Probably not a good idea. One last story: a family that rented an Airbnb in the upstate New York town of Spring Glen refused to stay after they found that it had what author Frederick Joseph described as devil worship decor.
Mm.
And they wanted their money back from Airbnb, which they did ultimately get. Joseph said,
"Did you enjoy the place? I left pop and potato chips there for you. I hope you had a good time."
Joseph wrote about the experience on Twitter saying,
"Was it not to your liking?"
That he paid $1,150 for two nights for him, his fiance.
"We're looking forward to having you and your fiance visit. I'm sure you'll have a great time."
His 21-year-old cousin and his 8-year-old brother at the 2-bedroom home that the listing described as having a, quote, Scandinavian vibe.
"That's a really nice Scandinavian vibe."
And it showed normal-looking photos, but he said that they found, quote, seemingly satanic items and stuff for witchcraft rituals when they arrived. They included what Joseph said were animal skulls and ritualistic floor markings in the basement, with the markings leading to a door that opened to a bathtub outside surrounded by unlit candles.
"We left some hula hoops out there for you, too."
Joseph also found photos, candles, and books seemingly dedicated to rituals, which he said looked devil-like devil worship.
"Yes."
Along with demon-like figurines and a bag with what looked like a headless taxidermied bird inside.
You don't want that?
Joseph said they contacted Airbnb and the owner offered to remove anything that made them uncomfortable, but they still didn't want to stay, saying that it made the entire family feel unsafe. Airbnb at first said that they wouldn't refund Joseph money, and he tweeted that he was disappointed.
"We are so sad."
And they ended up getting the money back, and they apologized, quote, for the delay in providing support.
I wonder if you were of the type of person that would be into having something satanic. If you, how specific or how wide is the variety of homes available or dwellings available on Airbnb? Do they have subcategories that pertain to different? Specific. Let's say you're into that. Could Maybe. You find an Airbnb to cater to that?
Nick found photos taken of this place, and not only did it have some satanic stuff, but it had like a little toy where a dog is having sex with a woman, and there's topless pictures of women.
Wow.
And,
at Fred T. Joseph is his Twitter handle, and I mean, it's pretty interesting.
I go by the name of Fred Joseph.
It's pretty interesting feed. No, he's the guy that stayed there.
Oh.
Satan.
"My name is Fred. Fred Joseph."
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be a little disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know if you can find themed. I've never really spent much time on Airbnb and whether you can find themed places to stay or not.
Well, we didn't do it through Airbnb, but when we stayed down in Disney a few years back, the houses that we rented, didn't stay on premises. We stayed about in this little town, gated community, and like, dude, all the rooms were themed. It was awesome. You know, they had like a princess room, then they had a cars room, and you know, I stayed in the cars room.
The cars. I'm Tomato.
I'm sleeping on Mater.
I slept in Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. So was that because you were searching for Disney rental properties, or you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
like, I wonder if you so talk about being a James Bond fan. Is there someone who has, you know, I assume that's got to be somebody has to offer something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
for the vacationer.
All right. We'll have to find out.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
When zookeepers at the St. Louis Zoo looked in on their oldest female snake, they were surprised to find her coiled around a clutch of newly laid eggs, especially surprised since she hadn't been near a male snake in more than 15 years. The ball python, which is estimated to be 62 years old, by the way, has been a resident of the zoo since 1961. She laid 7 eggs on July 23rd, which was a bit of a shock to the zoo's manager.
So who's the culprit? Is that groundskeeper?
Mark Wanner said, who is the manager of herpetology, said she would definitely be the oldest snake we know of in history.
Wow.
To lay eggs. The female snake doesn't have a name and is only referred to as number 361003. That snake's been there since 1961, and they still haven't given it, like, even a nickname?
Exactly.
Come on.
Come on.
He said she's one of two...
or a better number.
One of two ball pythons at the zoo. The other python snake is a 31-year-old male that isn't kept near the female snake. Wanner said it was a surprise. We didn't expect her to drop another clutch of eggs, honestly. Ball pythons, which normally dwell in Africa, are known to reproduce asexually.
Is that right?
Female
snakes. That's fascinating.
I had no idea. Female snakes store sperm to fertilize at a later date.
So do I.
But at 15 years, this could be the longest documented case of a snake waiting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, before this incident, the longest case of a snake holding on to sperm for fertilization was 7 years. Two of the eggs are undergoing genetic testing to determine for sure whether they were reproduced asexually or sexually.
Or not just purchased from a supermarket.
Two more eggs have died, but the other three are being incubated to keep them safe. That is a pretty wild story.
They seem to be viable?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah, so they're obviously monitoring the eggs. Scientists have been left baffled by incidents of orcas ramming sailing boats along the Spanish and Portuguese coasts. In the last 2 months, from southern to northern Spain, sailors have sent distress calls after worrying encounters. Two boats lost part of their rudders. At least one crew member suffered bruising from the impact of the ramming, and several boats sustained serious damage.
This is atypical behavior.
The latest incident occurred on Friday afternoon on the northern coast of Spain. Halcyon Yachts was taking a 36-foot boat to the UK when an orca rammed its stern at least 15 times. The boat lost steering and was towed into a port to assess damage. Around the same time, there were radio warnings of orca sightings 70 miles south near the site of at least 2 recent collisions. On 30th of August, a French-flagged vessel radioed that the Coast Guard to say that it was under attack from killer whales. Later that day, a Spanish naval yacht lost part of its rudder after an encounter with orcas under the stern. And
did they suggest whether these orcas had, like, calves or something? Or
no. They're highly intelligent social animals, and they researchers who study a small population in the Strait of Gibraltar said that they are curious, and it is normal for them to follow a boat closely, even to interact with the rudder, but never with the force suggested here. Now, the Spanish Maritime Authorities warned vessels to keep a distance, but reports from sailors around the strait throughout July and August suggest this may be difficult. At least one pod appears to be pursuing boats in behavior that scientists agree is highly unusual and concerning.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the sounds that the boats make, because I saw a fascinating story recently about whales changing migratory patterns because of shipping lanes.
Yeah.
And they can hear sounds from so far away because sound travels underwater in a different way than it sounds travels over air.
Well, they're attracted to them, for sure. I know that one time we were taking a cruising ship in Hawaii, and we were on the upper deck of this, and... as we're at full speed headed out, The staff had seen some dolphin out off of the one of the bows, and they went out and they started banging on the side of the boat, and all the dolphins come over, and they're right next to the boat and swimming along and kind of playing and being all playful. But it was the sound that drew them to it.
So, well, you can also, like for example, in Vancouver, you can people will go out in longboats and kayaks and travel right along with the killer whales, and they're pretty benign.
Not in this case.
No.
No one likes root canals, but this was certainly a bear of an operation. Oh. Yum Yum, the 18-year-old American black bear from the Montgomery Zoo, recently went through a three-hour surgery for three root canals.
And I also had some Zoom whitening, and it looks spectacular.
Oh, let me see. Smile. Mm. Oh, wow. See, that's beautiful. Great?
Yeah, I love it.
For veterinary...
I'm going to get contacts, too.
For veterinary dentist Dr. Bert Gaddis... It's just another day at work. Gaddis has worked on all sorts of animals like tigers, river otters, and gorillas.
I'm also getting Ashley Gallo to do my eyebrow.
Oh, wow. You're going to get the brow done. Yeah, nice. Surprisingly, a bear and human root canals are not much different.
They're not. They're very similar, actually.
The tools that are used for Yum Yum are much bigger, though.
Yeah, the one's a pickaxe.
But yeah, Yum Yum's surgery was successful, and is Yum Yum's doing better.
I look fabu.
All right, one last story, and then we'll wrap it up. A man high on meth apparently shot up the inside of his house after imagining people were trying to break in and steal some of his belongings this past weekend.
Huh.
Police began their investigation after receiving a report that a man was yelling and swinging a broom handle on private property. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found the man identified as Mark King under the influence of drugs.
Get away from my beanie, baby!
They determined that King had consumed methamphetamine on Friday and Saturday, and that's what triggered the hallucinations.
I don't even have beanie babies.
After engaging in a gun battle with the imaginary people inside his home, King went to a neighborhood house where he went inside a garage, broke a window after throwing a gun at it. He then left the garage, and that's when the police found him. King was taken to the hospital where he was treated and later released to police. He gave written consent to a search of his property where police found the interior of his house had multiple bullet holes that came from inside.
Oh, that crazy meth, right?
Yep, it'll do a number on you. And there you go. That is what we have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.